Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 4th of December. Going to be a quick one today. I've got to get up to London, and unfortunately, I'm going to be miserable for a few weeks. Taking the dog to the vet yesterday, got told, unfortunately, her cancer is now beyond saving, and we're going to have her put down. It's just a matter of whether it's a couple of weeks or a couple of months. So we're both absolutely devastated. I mean, I knew it was coming, but it still hits you like a brick. And Sam's going to be in all sorts of a mess. So when we have to make that decision, vet's basically told us the signs to look for. I will be obviously very distraught, and I will be pissing off somewhere on holiday again as soon as that happens, I can tell you. I'm gutted. Trying to keep it together. Football. Got a couple of bits of football for you. I'd record this again if I had time. First half goal, Leicester versus Watford. Leicester Watford first half goal. So if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, back over 0.5 first half goals, or lay under 0.5 first half goals. That's Leicester Watford. 2.5 Metz v Rennes. So again, back this through the first 15 minutes, Metz versus Rennes, and then trade on a goal. If a goal goes in, trade out. City stuff Burnley last night, not hindsight. I thought they were absolute certainties. Some interesting sort of discussions on the price of City yesterday. A lot of it, I didn't really know how people were getting to that price. I know City haven't been as electric as they have been, but their record over the last 12 months is second only to Liverpool, and Liverpool have been exceptional. Whatever my views on Liverpool, they have been absolutely exceptional. And as you know, City won the title last year and are the only team close to them in points on 12 months. And if you look at Burnley's record against the top six, I mean, I know people use different metrics. Burnley, I think, have beaten one top six team in about the last 26 games. And it happens to be the old Spurs. Dr. Spurs turned up and they beat them. But that was when Spurs weren't playing like a top six. Well, I'm not sure they are now, but they certainly weren't playing like a top six side for the last 8-10 months, and Burnley played them in the middle of that spell and beat them. But other than that, I think they got a few draws, and it's just loss after loss after loss against the top six. I'm a big fan of Sean Dyche, but I thought they were about the right price yesterday, Man City, round about the 1.2x mark. But just interesting discussion. And the thing I don't criticise anybody's model or what they use if they're successful. It's that, you know, we know there's people out there that their way is the only way. And it's really sort of winds you up, particularly when they're slagging you off. But it is, I do like looking at how other people get to things and how, you know, other people's, and we all value different things. Like I said the other day on Twitter, I'm not a big fan of XG. I do have XG, but I only look for it in extremities. You know, if a team is really outperforming it or overperforming or underperforming, that's when I sort of may pay attention to it. But on a game-to-game basis, I think it's pretty worthless. But yes, we all use different stuff, and there's many ways to skin the same cat. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to shoot off because I've got to get up to London. I want to get back because I don't want to leave Sammy here all day on her own. Right, apologies for that. Just lost my way a little bit early on. Sorry about that. It's just one of them things. Anyway, I'll be back with you tomorrow.